Photo ritual from the Board of Great American Four. It's January 17th, 2030, GMT. And we've just exited Straits Lemaire, heading north. And I can't actually remember what I put in my last audio report. It's been a lot. Last evening we went past Diego Ramirez Island and then jibed and headed north on the outside of the continental shelf so that we wouldn't get the big seas. We still got chaotic seas and 30 knots of wind. The guys who went across, the first two got across okay. Before the big wind came, Alan got a lot of the big wind. So anyway, we were going dead downwind almost, not quite dead downwind, but very deep. It was just three reefs in the main, and that's it last night, trying to stay deep so that we would not have to do another tack jibe in those chaotic seas because we were just barely staying outside the shelf and barely we were fetching Horn Island and some other islands to the northeast, east of Barnabaltis, which we think is named for Brian Barnewalt, our emergency doctor. But anyway, we're able to just barely do that, and then we're kind of lined up for going through Straits Lemaire, which I've never done before, but it would save if we thought that the routing was to go east of the, or to go west of the Falklands once we got past Staten Island, and it looks like that would be the best, and then going through Straits Lemaire would save about 40 or 50 miles, and so we did that. It was interesting, it was beautiful, very dramatic, about 15 miles wide, about 18 miles long, and we didn't get through on the current. We were a little bit past the worst of a counter current, but pretty bumpy and interesting. Lots of birds in there, lots of albatross. And then came out the other side and followed the routing. And we're kind of, you know, kind of become accustomed to the group file thing, at least 20 degrees off in the wind barbs, maybe 30, maybe 40. But this time they're about 60 degrees off. So we ended up completely on the wrong jibe with the fractional Janiker staysail mainsail, and almost immediately just decided to get on with it and do the procedure, roll up the frack, roll up the staysail, and then do a tack jibe with the mainsail after we put up to one reef. So pretty fatigued. It's been a long couple of days planning for the tour of Diego Ramirez Island, and but as well then the strong winds last night and trying to keep the boat down and getting through Straits Lemaire and so forth and so on. It's been a lot. The other two boats are going to the east of the Falklands. They got through, and they actually went around Staten Island to the east, I believe. Everybody's kind of got their own routing here. Alan Rura went through Straits Lemaire last night with three reefs on the staysail, he said. Been in communication, and so now we're following him, and we're probably about 110 miles behind him or so, 120 miles behind him. Not sure if we're going to get far enough before we get contrary winds tomorrow, but at least we're heading north. And that's a big deal. This morning, it was 5 degrees centigrade, which is about 10% is 9, which is about 41 degrees Fahrenheit. And we don't have a heater on the boat. It's incredibly cold and windy and cold and windy and cold. We are finally on the road north. Our course over ground at the moment is 20 degrees true, and it's been a long time since we've seen that. Now, the other aspects of today that were interesting were just seeing land. It was land ho. We got down to Ushuaia there. We saw that the western part of the side of Straits Lemaire, Tierra del Fuego, and this whole area, the southern further in the tip of South America. And the last time I saw land was, I believe, November 8th, which was Cape Finisterre, northwest corner of Spain. And we went inside the traffic separation zone there. And then we also saw a ship today. We saw a fishing vessel, the Global Pesca 1, and on AIS. And then we had a visual because we actually had to sort of play dodge them a little bit. And that was the first vessel, except for Eric Bellion coming by to say hello there in the Indian Ocean when he went screaming past, and maybe it was in the Pacific. That's the first ship we've seen since the Brazilian warship off Salvador on November 20th. So it's been a long time between ships, a long time between seeing land, and it's nice to be reminded. So anyway, I took a few videos today. I'll try to get those up on the site. The paragraph is going up. That depression that we had that plagued us for days coming into Cape Horn is sticking around to plague us yet again. There's a high pressure system in the South Atlantic that's really misplaced. It's supposed to be a little bit further north and east, but it's kind of south and west. And so that high pressure system, that low pressure system, has been plaguing us, or just finally escaping, is pushing up against that misplaced high, and it's going to send another sort of protrusion front to the north-northwest and put some wind in. So anyway, we'll see how that develops, but pretty tired of the south, I can tell you that. It's been gray for so long. I remember in Final World 2008 that I used to get the star book out by H.A. Ray and look at the stars in the southern hemisphere. I love to do that. Look for the Southern Cross and for some of the other stars that I enjoyed, their names. Alpha Centauri and Beta Centauri were two. I just loved those names. And I got the star book out once this time. And we just never had stars and we never had sun. And been gray the whole way, and hopefully it's gray again now here. And hopefully one of these days we'll get some sunshine. So anyway, that's it. That was a long audio report, but all's well aboard, and thanks for tuning in. Great American 4, off and clear.